much about, and I've shared it with many of my friends now. Right here, the general shared this. A leaked video from 2001 shows Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu talking about how Israel intentionally strikes Palestinians painfully, how he deceived the U.S. to break the Oslo Accords, and how Americans will always support Israel if it faces backlash. The main thing is, first of all, let me go back to this, he says, to strike them. Not once, but several times, so painfully that the price they pay is unbearable. So far, the price tag is not unbearable. I mean, a large-scale attack on the Palestinians, on the Palestinian Authority. Now, I'm just going to read this because you can hear his voice. Let's keep going. Causing them to fear that everything is about to collapse. Fear is what brings them to hold on, but then again, the world will say that we're the aggressors, somebody asks. They can say whatever they want, he says. Aren't you afraid of what they'll say, Bibi? Especially today with the U.S.? I know how they are, says Bibi. America is something that you can easily, let's go right back to that, easily maneuver and move in the right direction. And even if they say something, so then they say something, so what? 80% of Americans support us. It's absurd. Look, I wasn't afraid to maneuver the Clinton administration. I wasn't afraid to confront Clinton. I wasn't afraid to go against the UN. What happened with the Oslo Accords? The Accords, which were ratified by Parliament. I was asked before the 1996 elections, will you fulfill them? I said, yes, subject to minimizing pullouts. I gave my own interpretation to the agreements in such a way that will allow me to stop the race back towards the 1967 borders. How do we manage to do this? Nobody defined what military facilities are. So I also defined them as being security zones. The entire Jordan Valley for me is a military facility. Nobody has. Yes, like the Beit Shean Valley. You see, go figure. But then there was the question of who will define these military facilities? I received a letter from Secretary of State Warren Christopher to me and to Arafat at the same time, saying that Israel and Israel alone will define the military facilities, their location, and size. Now, they didn't want to give me this letter, so I refused to ratify the Hebron Accords of 1997. I stopped the government meeting and I said I won't sign. To me, to Arafat, I signed the Hebron Accords. It's better to give 2% than 100%, and this is the choice we faced. You gave 2%, but you stopped the withdrawal rather than 100%. So interesting. So as this plays out, then I went over and saw another video doubting anything coming from a man who boasts that he organized for innocent people to be mandated to take shots in order to become the lab of Pfizer. So listen to him talk about the lab for Pfizer.
I described that in my book, My Conversations with Albert Bourla of Pfizer, and I persuaded him to give tiny Israel the necessary vaccines to get us out first from the COVID. So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer.
The lab for Pfizer.
The ultimate revenge again, are going, innocent infants. Happy is the one that takes the infants and smashes them and kills them on the rock. And then we bless Hashem for the food that we ate.
There is no permission from the Torah to have any mercy whatsoever during war. Not on children, not on women, not on anybody.
You kill all men and all women, me'olel ve'ad yonek, even babies who breastfeed.